Hello, it is 8 a.m. in New York and 2 p.m. in Johannesburg, 7 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Shanderbean from sundaybean.com, and I am a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. Now, when I first moved to Bern, Switzerland in about February 2000, I was optimistic at first, but as time went on, the excitement of having moved halfway across the world to be with this cute guy I met in Southeast Asia started to wear off. And I started to focus on other things, like what in the heck am I doing here? Of course, I'm here to be with this man that I'm trying to build a life with. But I said to myself, I'm not contributing much financially. I'm not making any great strides in my career, and I haven't even learned German yet. I had no clear goal beyond just hanging out with this guy, and I felt dizzy from spinning and spinning, looking for a purpose beyond my relationship and the reason why I ended up landing in Switzerland. And I know there are some of you listening who are thinking something similar. What is my purpose here? And even the phrase, finding your purpose, can feel big, like the reason I'm alive. It's like, Jesus, really? That is too much to take in. And I promised you that this month would focus on the third area of expat quicksand that I see so many people struggle with, and that is finding your purpose. So we're going to look at it head on. Okay, last week in our episode, I shared with you how lack of purpose is actually life-threatening. No exaggeration, that lack of purpose can impact the quality and length of your life. And we are going to talk now about our big purpose. But purpose brings up questions like, what's the reason I'm on this planet? What am I here to do? It's like, come on, no wonder this feels tough to figure out. Okay, and I'm going to be honest, if I could just tell you that like this, I'd be playing God or fill in the blank of any name you have for a higher power. I am not here to do that, but I'm here to help you do the work so you can discover more purpose and meaning in your life. Okay, so let's take some overwhelm from this topic, shall we? Okay, first of all, we're going to back up. Purpose, really, very, very simply, is the reason something is done. Okay, so that leads me to the first of five tips I have for you on getting clear on your purpose, to have something meaningful for you. Purpose is the reason something is done. So tip one for you is to reframe. If you're feeling overwhelmed by finding your purpose, if you're struggling with identifying what your purpose is, I want you to think about purpose differently. So tip one is reframe. Instead of thinking about purpose, think about impact. Impact is an influence or an effect. That feels a little easier, doesn't it? Right? We're taking away this idea of, you know, what I'm here to do in the world or why in the world I'm in this country, this place. What am I going to do here? To simply looking at impact. Okay, so it's time to ditch this, what is the reason I'm alive business, and do this instead. What kind of positive influence are you craving to make? Okay, write these ideas down. Most people are hungry to make a positive influence, whether it's in your own life or the life of others or for a specific cause. What kind of positive influence are you craving to make, even if it's just a little bit? Okay, I literally want you to write down the words on a piece of paper, impact I'm craving to make. So write that on a piece of paper and start a list. It could be something small, or it could be a really big life-changing topic. I don't care if it's big or small, write it down. And for you to get even clearer, you can compare this list to the value discussion we started last episode in the episode, Lack of Purpose is Life-Threatening. So if you haven't listened to that yet, go back and check it out. Okay, there you have it. You are already one step closer. Tip one is to reframe. Stop putting so much pressure on yourself with this sense of the purpose I'm here on this planet or what I need to do in the world, and start focusing on impact. Okay, tip two is get specific. Now I want you to list who or what do you want to impact. Okay, these can be either inward focused or outward focused. And I'll give you a few examples based on the work I have with my clients. Okay, so examples, when you say to whom or what do you want to make an impact, could be either inward or outward focused. Inward focused ideas would be like your business, or maybe something specific around your health. Maybe you want to get fitter. Maybe you think you drink too much. Okay, or it could be around your professional direction. Maybe you haven't practiced massage in a long time and you want to pick that back up again. Or it could be your self-confidence. That used to be more confident, but you're kind of feeling like blah about yourself. Or an inward focus might be your spiritual practices. You know deep down you really want to get up in the morning and meditate and then do something for a higher purpose, but you just actually surf on Facebook. So what spiritual practices do you feel like you want to focus on? So those would be inwardly focused goals in terms of impact, inward for you. And that's okay if it's just for you, because this is your purpose, impact on that you're trying to create. Or it might help you to focus outward. Okay, outward focus might be something specific with your children. Maybe you feel like you yell a little bit too much and know that there are books out there that could help you have different strategies. Okay, so maybe your children will be an option. It could be the family finances. Maybe one, your partner is carrying the entire load and it's just barely enough to get by and you want to make a contribution. Or it could be, I don't know, creating specific health foods just for kids because you're sick of paying too much for something that looks healthy but really isn't. Or it could be something with the politics that you're seeing things that you just are not right. There's enough examples going on in the world where we can say, oh, something going on politically that we don't think is right. Or maybe it's your aging parents or something more artistic like the fashion scene in your community. Or the environment, or the quality of relationship you have with your spouse. Or maybe there's something going on in the IT industry that you want to disrupt. Or something with journalism that you feel like a voice hasn't been shared yet. Or maybe it's your PTA or the parents group at your school. Okay. Other clients have had an outward focus with helping make their fellow expats' homes look amazing. Or they focused on a local community issue that had to do with endangered animals. These are all examples of an impact that they would like to make that would be outward focused. Okay, so we've looked at tip one was reframe, and tip two was simply get specific. Okay, so we looked at this idea, what could be on the list, an inward focus or an outward focused? So what's on your list? What do you really value? What would light you up right now? Okay, so that's what you just did. Get specific. I gave you a ton of ideas, inward and outward, but now it's your turn. And once you've done that, it's time for tip three, and that is to focus. You might say Sunday, God, all of those ideas were fantastic. I would love to work on all of them. My aging parents, the relationship with my spouse, our family finances, my practice with my kids, my health, my self-confidence, my spiritual practice, all of the above. And guess what? By wanting to do it all, you're sabotaging any chance of doing anything well. Okay, we know from research that although we like to call ourselves multitaskers, that when we truly look at effective methods, so being truly productive, that we need to focus, narrow our focus on doing one thing. So review your list and just pick two, maximum three, that light you up. Okay, what are the two or three things that feel the most exciting or the most urgent or the most motivating? Okay, tip three was focus. Now let's look at tip four, and that is to identify strategies. Now we have a direction on where we want to go. Now we have to look at how do we want to get there? Okay, how can you create an impact? And this is where I see people get stuck. They want to save the planet. They want to change the way global politics are done. They want to remove a specific politician from office. So how can we create an impact? By wanting to do it all, it can feel overwhelming and like we're not reaching our goal. But if we look at strategies to create an impact, not to necessarily remove malaria from West Africa, but to make an impact on that cause, then we're making progress. Okay, so ideally, you're going to be looking at your ideas and draw on your values that we talked about in last episode. Think about your skills and your talents that you already have. And that's where the source of your strategies can come from. Okay, so maybe it's something as simple as reading your children stories in your native language. Or you're going to apply for the journalism school that you've had your eyes on for months. Or you're going to hire a coach to get unstuck. Or you're going to start a blog on the state of the art scene in your local community. This is where you think about how you can make a contribution, a positive impact towards that the list of the who or the whats you wanted to contribute toward. Okay, so tip four, identify strategies, is where it gets really practical. This is the hows. Okay, this isn't solving the entire problem. Remember, this is impact. This is having a positive effect. Not solving the entire problem, it's making a contribution. Okay, and the reason why we're keeping that way, because we don't want to stall from overwhelm or not get started because we think, oh, I can't do the entire thing anyway. We're going to create momentum, right? Remember, living purposefully is working in ways that we create an impact on what's important to us. And you do that by identifying concrete ways to make a difference. Okay, so we've looked at our tips. Four was identify strategies. That leads us to tip five, commit to action. Now, all of these are great ideas until we actually do them or don't do them. So what are you going to do to take action? I want you to get really serious with yourself. By when will you take action on the two or three ideas that you listed? Okay, write it down. Okay, let's look at where we've been so far. We started with tip one, reframing this overwhelm of an idea of our big purpose, our higher purpose, the reason we're on this planet. We're going to narrow this to what kind of impact can we make? Then tip two was get specific. You identified an inner or an outer impact, or maybe you chose one from each. Okay, what are we really talking about? What kind of impact are we talking about? Tip three was focus, where you select just one or two areas to dedicate your energy. Tip four, identifying strategies. How will you start making an impact? And tip five, commit to action. get serious by setting a deadline. Okay, so those are the five simple tips to have purpose. So you know you can make an impact on something that is in alignment with what you value. That is so much more tangible and less overwhelming than finding your life's purpose. Okay, and finding your life's purpose is awesome. Okay, but it might paralyze you. So if you're the person who's been saying, oh, what's my purpose here? This is a way to make it more tangible. It actually, ironically, when you start getting clear and focused on your impact, helps you gain clarity on the bigger question of your sense of purpose without the pressure. Okay, and the good news, as the author of Life on Purpose, Victor J. Stretcher, says in his book, the specific nature of your purpose is less important than the fact that you have one. So what your purpose is not quite as important as the fact that you just have one. So get started today. Reframe your thinking around purpose to impact. Get specific, looking at whether it's an inner or outer impact. Focus your attention on 2 to 3 areas. Identify concrete strategies, drawing on your values, your skills, and your talents, and commit to action. All right, so that's your assignment for this week. I want you to go back to my episode on how lack of purpose can actually be life-threatening, and re-listen to that if you haven't, when we focused on the areas of getting clear on your values. Because when we're operating with a sense of things in alignment with our values, we're really, really powerful. And then do as I've suggested here. Follow these 5 tips, from getting clear on your purpose to actually taking action. Living a life where you are impacting people, causes, or things in ways that are in alignment with your values is on purpose. It's purposeful and meaningful. Now that, my friend, will boost your confidence, reactivate any dormant skills you've got, and help you get up in the morning with joy and purpose. And I know what you're thinking. There's some of you who are out there who are thinking, Sunday, I love these ideas. I know they're super actionable, but I'm struggling. And I really don't think that I will do this if I do this on my own. And I get it. Some of us excel much better when we have built accountability into our lives. So send me an email at sunday@sundaybean.com, and I will put you on a special waiting list for what I have coming up in September. Because if this resonates with you, we totally need to talk. And if you're hungry for more on this month's focus on purpose, don't miss my free training on August 24th. It's called The Trick to Finding Something Meaningful for You, aside from being a spouse or a parent. Okay, so I've got lots ahead for you. You can get all the details by going to sundaybean.com/free-trainings, and you can be the first to know for any of the trainings that I have coming up in August and September. All right, you've been listening to the Expat Happy Hour with Sunday Bean. Thank you for listening. I will leave you with food for thought from Arthur Karmatsi and what he says about impact. So impact. Every action we take impacts the lives of others around us. The question is, are you aware of your impact? I believe that it's time to get purposeful about the impact we have on our own life and that of others. And I am looking forward to catching you next time as we focus on helping you live life with more meaning and purpose.